I was recently talking to an old friend, and we were debating something about politics, some point about political analysis that probably in 10 years we won't even care about. But we were debating it with energy and with candor. And at the end, my friend spoke to me honestly, and he said, "You know, I've learned a lot from you over the years. You've been helpful to me. And I expect to continue to learn things from our conversations. But why is it that you are never able to concede a point when I'm talking to you? What is it about you that can't admit when you're wrong?" Well, I was startled. I was sad. And I was grateful. I went back to my friend and said, "You were right. Thank you for telling me that. Sometimes I can't admit I'm wrong because I'm just dense. But sometimes, and perhaps most times, I won't admit that I'm wrong because I'm proud. I'm stubborn. Thank you for telling me that. And I hope, by God's grace, to change in our future conversations." At this table, I was also wrong. We were wrong. But Jesus willingly is treated as if he is the one who was wrong. He concedes the point in our favor. My friend is kind to put up with me. Jesus is very kind to call us friends in spite of us being wrong about so many things with him so many times. In spite of us being ignorantly wrong about so many things. In spite of us being stubbornly wrong about so many things. So at this meal, we take bread, the body of Christ, and that shows us that Jesus put skin into the game. He is so committed to this friendship that he will take the blame for our wrongs. And in this meal, we take wine, the blood of Christ, and that shows us that Jesus was in the right. He was the right one whose righteous blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So when you take this supper, you say this: Jesus surrounds himself with sinners, tax collectors. He calls us to repent, and you're saying, "I repent. I receive him." Jesus arranged this new Passover meal, and he says, "Do this in remembrance of me, and I'll feed you as you do it." If you've come to know Jesus as your Savior, and God as your Father, through the work of the Spirit in your heart, convincing you and convicting you of the truths of the gospel that we preach here, if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you, come, take this supper. If you don't know Jesus this way, if you're investigating Christianity, we are very honored. We're glad that you're here. We invite you just to sit back, take it all in, ask us questions about this, but don't take the supper. The supper is in some ways a renewal of a solemn promise between us and God. And you don't want to enter into that unless that's what you're asking. Now let's pray together. Lord, we pray that you would come to us and take this bread and take this wine and spiritually feed us with the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. We need him. We need more of him. And that will never change until we are perfected in glory by the sanctifying and glorifying work of your Holy Spirit in us. We know it's begun. We know it by faith. We know it by experience. And we're eager for more. So feed us and draw us nearer to your face. We want to see more of your glory. Show us the glory of Jesus here at this table. We thank you for Jesus, our Savior. In his name we pray. Amen.